I tell people all the time, Neds, this is my new thing that I'm saying. My socials are my live business cards. So for me, it's like I handed out 100,000 business cards, right? Like that's always our goal, is to hand it. We never want them, right? We want them to be out in the world. And so for me, that's kind of how I saw this. And
hello, and welcome to another episode of Mortgage Influencers, where we bring you professionals who share insight into the latest trends, tips, industry technology, and services to help you be a mortgage influencer in your mortgage business. Okay, happy Wednesday. This is Ginger Bell, and we are in another episode of our Mortgage Influencers, and I'm so excited for our guest today and what we're going to talk about. So, Scott, welcome. Nice to have you joining me, and our special guest is Theoni Ropa, and we are so excited to have you here to talk about what you've been doing on your videos and TikTok. So if you have questions today, you can type them. We are live on our Facebook group. You can type questions in there. And then, of course, type in the chat box and we'll go ahead and see questions there. So Theoni, I'm going to let you we'll introduce yourself, how long you've been in the industry, you know, just a brief little how you got started, and then we'll start unpacking what you've been doing, because I'm excited to share how you got 2.1 million views on a TikTok video. So how long have you been in the industry?
So thanks first for having me on here. I have been doing this 7 years. I've been in the industry. Not as a full-time, obviously. I started as part-time, as mortgage banker assistant. I was in college. So a lot of the education part of this comes from or stems from being in college and seeing firsthand that people just don't really know a lot about our world and it's not taught. So I've been doing it 7 years.
Nice. And so you started not as an originator, but then eventually once you were finished with school, started originating.
Yeah.
And so what made you decide that you wanted to start educating and using video as an originator?
So obviously one big thing is social media for our generation, and everybody was on it. And I was studying business and econ at the same time that I was a mortgage banker assistant. So I got to work with some really cool people. I got to learn a lot of things in our industry, as well as go to school for it, for the same, you know, the same topics. And I just saw there like, hey, you know, everybody I know is on social, but not everybody I know can learn from social. And, you know, I was that person at parties being like, do you know what your credit score is? And, you know, I was in the coolest way possible, of course, but I was like, there's such a big disconnect. You guys are all on social, but nobody's learning anything that like is needed. And so I took a little bit of time to think about the things that I do learn, microeconomics, the macroeconomics, and then, you know, just the very simple things of even like getting a credit card, and none of those things were combined. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to start using my social. And after I graduated, it was a little bit easier because I didn't really start educating people until after I did that, because I thought it was weird to sit in a classroom and like, if I had just posted about a credit score that morning. So for me, I totally understand when people are like, oh, what are they going to think of me? Because you're immersing yourself in this community, especially if you see these members every day, like college was. But really, I just, after college, was just this like flame. And then I started getting text messages of friends being like, thank you so much for forcing me to apply for a Discover student card at a party 7 years ago, whatever, because I just bought my first car. And I was that person. Before I had left, I pride myself that my sorority, we all took a chapter meeting on a Sunday and all applied for the Discover student card. And it's been awesome. So after I started getting those text messages, I was like, wait, I really taught people something. So then I took it over to social because, of course, more eyes can just be on there so much easier.
Right. And so on social, and I know for those of you who want to follow Theoni, and you have one handle, one tag for all of your social. So I think that's a really big lesson. Yep. And sometimes hard, because for those of us who have been around social, I mean, I got my first Facebook page in 2008 when my son got onto social. And so, you know, I have my name, which is Ginger Bell. And then you go to other, you know, platforms, it's like, well, I can't get that. I mean, a clown has my name, Ginger Bell. So mm-hmm. I think having that to where you have. So what is your handle?
I am Theoni the Lender, all one word on everywhere.
And I love that nice. Because it does, whether you want to follow on TikTok, on Insta, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, all of it makes it very simple. So great lesson to learn.
Yeah.
And so you do the majority of your videos you actually make on TikTok though, right?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of my videos I do. You don't have to, obviously. I started on TikTok. I was actually really big on Instagram first, and people have the most popular question I get when I start talking about this is, do I need a business page? I actually started a business page after I graduated, and then I had a personal and a business. And my business page had like 40 followers for like 7 months. And I was like, this is insane. So I just got rid of the business page. And I was like, you're right. Like, I wouldn't follow just a business page because I want to know somebody's personal life too. Like, I want them to be together. But I got on TikTok as a means to edit and make videos because I like their editing features a little bit better, and then put them on Instagram. So honestly, like, I was just consistent with it because I posted whatever I edited, but it was really just to repost on Instagram, until I had a video blow up one day on there, and kind of accidentally did it. You know, I wasn't like trying to, but it was, we talked about this, Ginger, a couple months ago when we met, but it was out of frustration, really, that video that first blew up, a couple of years back. And so I did use TikTok as a means to edit and make the videos for Instagram. And so now it's funny that I've seen more growth on TikTok than I have on Instagram.
Well, and I think that, you know, I want to really talk about that first video, because a lot of people, they get started, whether it's on a YouTube channel, and they watch people like you or like Kyle Seagraves, who have, you know, so many followers. And congratulations, I saw you just hit 100,000 subscribers onto TikTok. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And honestly, guys, and again, it's one of those, you talked about involving people personally and becoming a part of the journey. And that's really what social does. And I think a lot of people are afraid of that. And so the fact that you celebrated reaching that, I think probably your followers were really excited about it too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I tell people all the time, Ned's, this is my new thing that I'm saying. My socials are my live business cards. So for me, it's like I handed out 100,000 business cards, right? Like, that's always our goal, is to hand it. We never want them, right? We want them to be out in the world. And so for me, that's kind of how I saw this. And yeah, I mean, to think TikTok is a little bit of a different beast, I will say. Like, Instagram is where you cultivate that relationship. And I have people from TikTok following me on Instagram. So that's really like I call it like the smaller community. And then TikTok is where you build that like lead gen. They don't, honestly, TikTok, like, their algorithm's weird. So they don't, all my followers don't always see all my videos when I post them. So you have to work just as hard almost for every video. But once you hit a certain following, obviously it gets a little bit easier because people truly tune in to see your stuff. But I always say that, like, you're cultivating a neighborhood that you just continuously give out live business cards to and are updating it.
And they're sharing it as well. I want to talk about that first video that blew up, because that really probably opened your eyes as far as the possibilities, other than just, you know, the educating you were doing, but really the possibility of building your business. And I think people always ask this on social. It's like, does it really work? Can I really get business from it? So let's talk about that video and how it went viral.
Yeah.
So what did you do? So it was frustration, right? That made you make that video.
So it was that week I had like way too many, and I'm sure people, loan officers on this call, will understand this. I had way too many conversations with people telling them what basic things were, pay stubs, W-2s, where do I find it? Like, and it was frustration, but I understand, like, the stuff is not taught. So people just don't know, you know, but finally it was like a Friday or Thursday afternoon, like the end of the week. And I propped my phone up and I wanted to post it on Instagram, right? So I propped my phone up. Like I had a stand and I didn't even use it. Like I took this thing and I put it up on my
That's how frustrated you were.
Yeah. I was like, this is insane. Like people just need to know what they need to have if they want to buy a house this year. And it was in January of 21. And so I propped it up and I was like, here's what you need. Like if you want to buy a house. And I just took all the conversations that I had with people and I just combined them into a video. Like I told people to create a folder on their desktop with W-2s, pay stubs. And if you don't know where they are, like, you know, here's where you can find them. And I was at the grocery store 2 hours later. And I just started getting emails. And back then, if you're not a creator, you don't have access to the sounds and to all this stuff. But back then you did, even if you were a business. So I had a business account and I had just my email in my bio. So the only way for these people to reach me, because TikTok, you can't DM someone if you're not following them back. The only way these people could reach me was by emailing me. So I had all these like emails coming in and I was sitting at the grocery store picking out a pasta. And I looked at my then boyfriend, but now husband. And I was like, what's going on? Like I'm getting all these emails. And it was just in the subject line, like TikTok, buying a house, like need to buy a house, looking to buy a house, buy a house. Like it was just all these things. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I go to my TikTok and it got like 10,000 views at the time. And it was just a couple hours in. And then overnight, I had the link to my application also in the one link. They give you one link and then one way to contact you. So then I was just getting applications. And at the time I was working for a federally chartered bank. So I had all 50 states. So I had all these people from all over the US giving me their social security numbers and just filling out applications left and right. And so that went on all night long.
So let's talk about that. So it went viral. Mm-hmm. How many tracked applications from that video did you get?
222.
Okay. And from the 222, how many funded loans?
25. Yeah.
From 25. The one video. And the video, guys, and Deanna, you do a really good job of this, is you're very specific as far as for people to really follow directions. And so that particular video, you started with, hey, if you want to buy a house this year, this is what you need to do. Period. Nothing fancy. Mm-hmm. It was just, if you want to buy a house. And then number one, it was, and I know I'm going to, we had posted your video below and we'll see if we have a few minutes, I'll show it for your next one that went viral. But it was just very specific. Here's what you need to do. You know, take care of your credit, open a credit card, pay your bills on time, save your pay stubs, don't quit your job. It's not, I mean, it's not like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. It's like, it is honestly the basics, right?
Well, mm-hmm. And I honestly think that a lot of times we as professionals take it for granted that we're like, oh, well, everybody knows that. That's the simplest stuff, but it isn't. It's like they don't understand it. I have a couple of questions for you. So how long had you been doing the TikTok videos? Did you say that first viral video was on your business TikTok or your personal TikTok?
It's the same TikTok I have now, but TikTok allows you to change your accounts if you're a creator or a business. At the time, it was considered a business one, but it's the same one that I've always had.
It's just the one account. And how long had you been on TikTok doing before videos that? Until you, like what was different about, I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, one of the things that I like to avoid in this industry, we love to point out the instant millionaires. Mm-hmm. We talked to Theoni and it's like, she's got 2 million views. Okay, but nobody sees her crawling on her hands and knees through broken glass and rusty nails for 5 years before she figured it out, right? Yeah. And that's kind of the part that I want to I want to unpack, because it's I love the fact that it was a moment of frustration because you were so genuine and there was so much emotion in it. And you were just like, oh, I'm going to pull my hair out if I don't get this off my chest. Yeah. And you just got it out there. And it's like, I've had the same experience where you're just like, okay, I'm not quite sure how people are going to take that, but I had to get that off my chest. Right. Yeah. And it seems like those are the ones when you're not trying that end up doing it. So how long had you been doing TikTok up to that point? And had you gotten even close to it or like?
Yeah. So I was posting, I would say consistently. So at least 3 to 5 times a week for, I want to say like 6 months, but I was on TikTok for a year before that all actually happened. So I had the account for so long, obviously, like we all did when TikTok first came out. I was on the dancing thing and that's all I saw. But then I started, like I said, using that platform to edit the videos, but it wasn't like instant, right? So I had one video go viral, and it wasn't anything to do with mortgages. It was an office dog that we had at the time. And again, that was the same thing. I was like, oh, this is such a cute trend. He didn't do anything but like lay on his dog bed and he just blew up. And I was like, wait a second, like people are all actually on this app. Like I had no idea people were actually used it that way, you know? And then that's when I was like, okay, maybe if I start posting mortgage stuff, like that'll get a little bit of traction. Nice. So, I mean, I was getting like 1,000 views, 2,000 views, 3,000, which it sounds like a lot, but in TikTok, like I use it to compare with Instagram. So really if it's Instagram or Facebook, those are like your 100, 200, 300 views that you can compare it to. So it's nothing like crazy for TikTok to get a couple thousand views. Yeah. I think the most I had ever gotten before this video actually happened was maybe like 15,000 views, and a couple comments, but the views are different than the likes too. Right. And so there wasn't a video. I tell people this all the time, because this is another question that they ask, like, why do you think there was that one video that people actually applied? And when they went to my page, I had posted enough for people to have then looked at a couple other videos and then go and apply on my link. So when you're first starting out a page, I tell people, don't share your page unless you have like 15, 20 pieces of content and you're leading people somewhere. So then I started to understand, like, I almost prepped my page to go viral. Like I had a link, I had a call to action, I had somewhere to send these people. Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it intentionally at the time, but now I'm starting to think like that's exactly what I did. And then when that video blew up, it was just, I had the other videos, people prepared. Saw me, they liked me, and then they had a call to action to go to.
I love what you said about that, because that's 100% true. Anytime anybody sees us, I think they're Googling our names, even if they're a referral from somebody, they're still mm-hmm. Googling our names to see who we are. Yeah. And when you have trust assets, they're like, okay, this is somebody who does this. Like they have all these other videos that have all these views. You said something that was important, because when I hear thousands of views, I'm like, oh man, I don't have 8 hours to reply to comments. Like how much engagement is there on TikTok? Is there a lot of back and forth? Is there any of that?
Yes. And this could be good or bad. So
sure.
I mean, and I'm going to just 100% honest. When you're teaching people something on the internet, this isn't going to be a shocker to you guys, but once you hit these numbers of followers and this many eyes, people are angry, and you're going to get people that are, you know, just feeding off each other's anger in the comments. Yep. Sure. But I don't care, because whatever, if my video is going to blow up and be shown to more people, then like go at it with each other. But there is a lot of engagement that goes back and forth. Now on TikTok, if you are quick to respond to somebody, and let's say a video does blow up, they will pin your comment to the top. So for example, a couple months ago, I went viral talking about a home buying roadmap that I could help people save. I tell people 20 grand is a good place to start when you're thinking about saving for a home. And so I was really early to comment on that, but the video itself took 4 days to actually go viral. So that was my first guy. The first person to comment was like, how can you help me save 20K? And I was like, it's pretty easy. If you have a roadmap, shoot me a email. It's in my link, my bio. And then like 700 people liked that message or that comment that I responded back. So it's like that sort of engagement in the comments is almost more important sometimes than even what you have in the caption.
So, but your engagement, so let's say just that video, how much engagement do you do in the comment thread, or do you just kind of let them run? Like you said, when you have that many people and you've always got your trolls, you know, and you've always got your guys that think that they're smarter than everybody else. And well, here's an opposing view. Let me say it on your channel, you know, which is, I've never quite figured out, but, So how much engagement do you have to do? I mean, it sounds like you're getting an absolute ton of applications from people you never talk to.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I want to say if a video goes viral, it probably takes me like a total of anywhere 4 hours, like throughout the day in total to respond to people. And I kind of just do it whenever I can. And I just direct people into the link in my bio. So I like having a website and having that is the key to that.
So you set aside some time and you go through all of the comments and you reply to the ones that are genuine, that people actually want questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's, I love this conversation because this is the way that people have to think. That was just 4 hours of prospecting.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's not
with
that
people
much.
People you didn't know.
With people that you didn't know.
Imagine if you had the opportunity to go out into a group of people who are looking at some time buying, refinancing, not really sure. It's kind of like, yeah. But if you had that group, I mean, imagine a very, you know, a small basketball court, if you will, because mm-hmm. that's kind of what it is. If you go to visual and you're standing in the middle and they're kind of like, oh, hey, yeah, what do you think? And you spend 4 hours. It's basically, and Scott, you and I have always said, you know, being at the front of the room, you know, as a speaker. And I always do this. If I'm going to go to an event, I want to be the person that's at the front of the room. Because that's where you build that authority. And that's where people come in and talk to you. And that's where you do better networking. And so basically, what you're doing is you are being at the front of the room.
Well, not only are you being at the front of the room, but we make money as originators by answering questions about qualifying for a mortgage.
Yeah.
So every time you can engage in a conversation about that. And I would say one other thing, Theona, you said every subscriber is like a business card. I would go one step further than that. Every single piece of content you create is a business card that gets shared around to thousands of people every single day. So it's not just that 100,000. It's like every single view, every single eyeball is somebody passing your card around. And, you know, we talk about this, Ginger, every time you create a piece of content, you're cloning yourself and you're creating an army of clones of you referring business back to yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And man, I wish I was like 20 years younger and wired for this, because it really does sound fun. But like at my age and where I'm at in my career, I'm just like, man, that just seems like, I don't know if that's quite my flavor, but it's a really, really fascinating way to engage with people. And that's really cool. I mean, are you finding an age demographic? Are you attracting people your age primarily?
I'm attracting 97% female. I look at my analytics all the time. Yep. And the age range is between 28 and 36.
I love that. We're seeing a lot of numbers, like NARA's coming out with numbers. There are a lot more single women that are buying homes on their own now. Mm-hmm. And that's a real trend. So you really inadvertently kind of tapped into one of the fastest growing trends in real estate right now, which is empowered young single women.
Yeah.
So that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
But I wanted to, because I mean, you do a great job, and the video that went, you know, 2.1 million, you were putting your makeup on in your bathroom in the morning using a funny voice. So we'll drop that in below. And I was talking to someone about that the other day, and she goes, oh my gosh, I would never, ever do a video putting my makeup on.
I don't even know how to do makeup. I have no idea. Like that was a rare occasion that I put makeup on. Like,
was it sped up? Was it sped up?
The makeup part?
Yeah.
No.
You did it in little clips. So it looks like
I did it in little clips. So I propped my phone up. If you guys are creators and you don't have, like, if you're making these contact or these videos all the time, I have the case. I don't have it on right now, but the one that has the sticky part in the back of it, and it sticks to everything and it's reusable. So I stuck my phone up to my mirror and I just kept pressing like the little button to press to like go and stop. Because people don't like it. I mean, people like it too when it's just like one video, but because we all have ADHD, it's easier to follow along in like segments. And so that was the idea behind the.
Yeah, the psychology of it is so interesting. But I want to talk because, you know, we talk about generational. And Scott, you say, I don't know if I can do that. And I have these conversations all the time. And obviously the majority of originators are, you know, over the age of.
And to be clear, it's right not now. Can't, it's want. We can do anything we can. Anything we can do anything.
But let's talk about because there are several next older generation, you know, that are doing very good content and are followed by younger. And there's a woman who is like a yaya. She's like a Greek grandmother who lives probably up in the Hamptons or something. And she's amazing and has so many followers. And I follow her and she gives tips on packing and recipes and, you know, all kinds of different things and has a young following, I can tell. So, you know, I think it's a matter of finding your voice and what feels comfortable. And that's probably one of the hardest things. So don't feel like you have to do the dancing. And I really recommend not doing that. Be an educator because Theonia, and that's one of the things when you and I had an opportunity to meet, and we've had several calls, but when you and I met, it's like, you are an educator first and foremost. Yes. And so you have just figured out over time what works for you and your voice, what you feel comfortable with. And that's being authentic, which we talk about all the time, yes. Right?
And that's what I wanted to chime in. There was a couple of things, and we're getting close to the top of the hour, but a couple of important things, because this is my first time meeting Theonia. And I think everybody that's watching here, you're not going to any influencer on social. You can't be them, but you have to be able to pull out their characteristics. Theonia is just a genuine person. She's passionate. She cares. She's comfortable on camera, which is and the byproduct of her just being her genuine self. And I say this a lot, you know, if we're face to face with a consumer, our close rate is high. Like we're 90 something percent. Like if we're sitting across the table from them, if you can be that same person on video, you can have the same closing rate. But for some reason, we think we transform into this monster as soon as the camera turns on and we're not comfortable and we're all weird. But, you know, Ginger, you say something all of the time that I think is so important that's evidenced here is when you create content, you attract the type of business that you want to deal with. So you, based on your content, you create that kind of business. So Theonia has this huge audience of people that they perfectly resonate with her. They know, like, and trust her before they even reach out. She already has all these things in common. Would you say 92% single women between 28 and 32? Yeah,
just women. I mean, it's probably more moms now than I had a baby.
I know this isn't necessarily, you're not supposed to ask women their age, but are you in that range?
Yeah, I'm 25.
Okay, you can ask young women their age, I guess. So, okay, so you're 25, but see, I think that is absolutely amazing that people need to pay attention to, because she didn't go out and craft this audience. She just put herself out there. Just you put your passion out there. You put what you love to do, whether it's with one person or whether there's 100,000 people, you would be the same person talking about the same thing and just being genuine. And I just think that's absolutely fascinating when we see these formulas, Ginger, that we always talk about. Yep. And we can be able to point those out and say, this is exactly what we're talking about. Such a great conversation. So Ginger, I'll let you bring us home.
Well,
can you pop up one of those videos? Cause they are hilarious.
Let's do that. Let's take a minute and I'll share with you. And while I'm doing that, so the video that I'm going to show, it's over 2.1. I know when you and I were texting back and forth at Christmas, I think it was like at 1 million then. So what has that given you so far, as far as applications?
So because I don't have obviously the license anymore, 50 states, I moved to Annie Mac about 6 or 7 months ago. Now I have a pre-qual form. And that so far is a little over 300 that I've gotten in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 300, and this was, the video was done right before.
It should be pinned up to my profile. Maybe it's not. Huh. Man.
That's okay. It's right
there. There's 2 point. That's the one.
Yeah. Right there. Yep. Okay. So, and I'm going to show it. We're going to go a little bit over, guys. Normally we try to keep it to 30, but I mean, we could go all day on this. So this is you, and you did it in the clips, but you used a voice. So that's one of the things. And that's probably this, maybe the second, we'll have you on again, and you can kind of unpack what that looks like.
Yep.
So was this a trending voice on TikTok?
Yeah. So TikTok, it was a, not just that voice, but TikTok came out with different voices. So one sounds like your Siri, one sounds like a Disney character, like it just sounds like different stuff. I think this one was called the Jokester. And so I had heard other people using it, and I was like, wait a second, like that's really cool. And so, I mean, I recorded the video and then you do it afterwards. So I just threw that on there. Again, not really thinking about it, but just to kind of add a little bit of spice, you know?
So recorded the video, threw it on there. It changed your voice into this trending voice, which can help if you're watching certain trends, whether it's music, whether it's the voices, especially if TikTok has their own trends, then that can help you. It's kind of like getting into this, the fast lane. If you're, you know, if you have, if you have more than one person in the car and you can get to, you know, in the fast lane, then that's kind of what you're doing. And that's what a lot of the trends can help you. So you don't have to think about, doesn't have to be dancing. It doesn't have to be things like that, but it can be music. It can be sounds, and it can be a voiceover. So,
and sometimes it can just be like you, I have another one that blew up, me just walking to a room. Like
I saw could, that. Yeah. That
could just be that easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I feel like they're getting easier, thankfully.
Well, no, you're getting better.
It's true.
Okay. So we'll play this. It's not real long.
Here are three things that you need to start doing today if you want to buy a house in 2023. And for those of you who don't know me, hi, I'm Theoni the Lender. I have been a mortgage banker for 7 years now, so listen, man, very smart. The first thing is get your credit in check, sister, okay? Make sure that that credit score is 620 and above. What happens when we pull your credit is we pull TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and then we take the mean or the middle of those three numbers, so make sure that all of your numbers are over 620. You're going to hear programs like, oh, we can go down to 500, 580, 600, but your interest rate would be insanely too high. And so I don't set my people up for that. I set them up for success. So 620 and above. Okay. Next thing is very simple. Don't quit your job. Keep your job. And the third one, very important. Try to save as close to 20 grand as you can. Now, even if you don't use all that 20 grand, it's not a bad idea for furniture and stuff. Here are three things that you need to start doing today. If you want things that you need to start doing today.
Okay. So, so that was it. It's, and very good information, very specific. Here's what you need to do. And then I'm going to pull up the other one, 'cause this one was really,
I love it. There was a comment in there that said 20K .. See you in 5 years.
I know. The cool part about the comments too, is that you also get, like, I get a lot of my content ideas from it too, 'cause people will also just be like, you make a video about XYZ, but I think I did another one, Ginger, that also blew up. Yeah, that one got the 1.2 mil.
Yeah, this one.
The other one that was three things to write down is the same format that I used as well. So
yeah, and so this, and this was during the holidays. So you, you know, set your camera up, your phone up, and did this. You used a trending song and then you typed it. So it was the overlay in there. And so that's what this one was. So the thing with something like that, because you have a bit of script on there, so you're not going to catch it in the first one, but it loops. And so at that, they can watch. And I don't know, did you get a lot of comments on this one too?
This one was where I got my, like, And so I learned, I was like, okay, maybe I should have been more specific. Like, you learn as you go, obviously. So I should have said, if you start every month, and people didn't understand that. So they were like, what bank account gives you that big of a like return? And I was like, no, you have to save that every month until September. So some people just didn't get that. And then it kind of just blew up that way. But that taught me that I needed to just be a little bit more specific when I say stuff. So some people that got it understood. And then they kind of like fought for me in the comments. But after a while, I was like, whatever, like, I'll just make another one, I guess.
Yes, move on, move on. And that's it. And you can kind of learn from those things. And so you have such a great mix of combining, but you really do. I mean, everything that I see in here is educating. I love the ones you did with your sisters, your younger sisters. Asking them.
Those are funny.
Those were really funny. So, you know, that's the whole thing as far as, you know, getting comfortable with it.
So how many videos are you doing now? Are you doing more or less than when you started?
I try to do the same, 2 to 5 a week.
2 to 5 a week?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've been doing that pretty consistently?
I've been pretty consistent about that for like, so when I had, I will say this for the people that just think like, you can get on TikTok and forget about it. When I had my kid back in March of this year, I kind of like stopped posting for a little bit, and TikTok doesn't like that. Like if you're not at like as consistent, if you're not 2 to 5 a week or even like 1 a week, it just won't show your videos anymore to the algorithm. So I was actually seeing my follower count go down, and I was stuck in the 70s for a really long time, which sounds insane to even be, you know, saying that, but it was just so frustrating to see that number for, it was almost like a year. And so when I met Ginger in October, that's when I was like, I'm going back to my 2 to 5. And so it took that long for the video in December to then blow up. So it's just kind of like a building block again.
Yep. So good. So we're going to go ahead and close it. We're way over time, which is, I'm not surprised at all. We could have a conversation all day. So here is, and when we met in October, I told Theoni, I said, I want her on stage. And we did get you on stage at the sales summit. But that is still a goal, because we need your next gen to really take that on. And I want to see you on stage. So here's an invitation from Scott and myself. We are going to be doing, we're calling it a content creators club. We're looking at doing it. Scott recently moved to Colorado, and this is where we're probably going to host it at. But we want to do like a 2-day workshop to really dive into this and to talk about creating content and educating what we need to do as an industry coming together to be able to educate consumers from any generation, you know, whether it's your generation buying their homes for the first time, whether it's those that are, you know, looking at reverse mortgages and aging in place. I mean, there's so much education that needs to happen. And so we would like to extend a personal invitation. We would love to have you as a speaker, give you a session to be able to speak at that event. So we'll get to the details. We're kind of looking at, I think, April, Scott?
Yeah, I think somewhere around there, April, May.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So you're going on stage, baby. Right,
warm up a little bit out here.
I love it. I've been wanting to go to Colorado for quite some time now. So this gives me.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Bring excuse. The fam. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It goes everywhere I go.
Nice.
I love it. Thank you guys so much, Theoni. And for those of you who want to follow Theoni the Lender, I'll drop that information below. And we'll see you next week. So next week, we're going to dive back into podcasts. Dave Steinberg is going to join us and talk about a podcast that he's been doing for the past several months and having great success with. So that's what we want to do here at Mortgage Influencers, is really share what influencers are doing. So thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye.